here's a story from The World.
Languages morph and change all the time, picking up new words or phrases. But how is it finally decided that a new word is now an official part of that language? In Spain, every year, a language academy adds a list of new words to its official dictionary. This year, coronavirus and de-escalation were added. But some people want changes to be bolder. Reporter Lucia Benavides dug into the controversy and has this report.
If you speak Spanish, you might know about La Real Academia Española, or the Royal Spanish Academy. It was founded by King Felipe V in 1713, and its purpose was to, quote, unite the Spanish-speaking world, which Spain still ruled at the time.
La RAE definitivamente es una institución muy colonialista, ¿no?
Rosalía Velázquez is a copy editor in Ecuador. She works on novels, textbooks, lots of things. Over Zoom, she showed me the massive blue dictionary she uses. It's published by the Spanish Academy, which Velázquez says is colonialist. She points out that it took the Academy centuries to accept Spanish words that were fused with indigenous ones, a common phenomenon in Latin America. Still, the Royal Spanish Academy's dictionary has long been the go-to, and every year, the Academy's 40 or so officials gather in Madrid to add new words to the dictionary and recognize linguistic trends. But they've yet to acknowledge gender-inclusive language. Velázquez says the Academy still has a long way to go in order to really be inclusive. Spanish is a particularly binary language. Adjectives and nouns are gendered. Its plural form is often the masculine O. So, for example, a group of female friends are called amigas, and male friends are called amigos. But a mixed group, even if they're mostly women and just one guy, remains amigos. The Royal Spanish Academy says the masculine plural embodies all genders. It calls gender-inclusive language, quote, artificial and unnecessary. But linguistics professor María Soledad Funes at the University of Buenos Aires says some people who don't feel represented by the masculine plural have made their own changes.
Lo que vimos es que la X y la arroba se consideran estrategias poco ya.
Funes says that for years, the at symbol or the letter X have been used as a way to make Spanish more inclusive. You may have heard the term Latinx, for instance. But she says both forms have flaws. The at symbol is still binary. It represents both the masculine O and the feminine A. And for some, the X is difficult to pronounce in Spanish. One newer movement among Spanish speakers is to use the letter E.
Y la E, que viene a ser como una especie de neutro.
The E is somewhat neutral, says Funes. It works in the plural form to include everyone. So, for example, it's latines instead of latinos. And it works in the singular form. A non-binary person, someone who doesn't identify with either gender, might call themselves latine instead of latino or latina. In 2018, student activist Natalia Mira made headlines in Argentina when she used the form in a TV interview about a vote to legalize abortion. She referred to government representatives, both men and women, with the gender-inclusive diputades.
Creo que los diputados, antes que nada, van a tener que plantearse.
The journalist quickly interrupted her, saying she should use the male plural, diputados.
A mí en el colegio me enseñaron a hablar en castellano, Natalia, y es los diputados.
At school, they taught me to speak Spanish, he shot back. The gender-inclusive E is increasingly being used in Argentina and other Spanish-speaking places like Chile, Mexico, Spain, and Puerto Rico. Copy editor Rosalía Velázquez in Ecuador says with time, the Royal Spanish Academy will have no choice but to accept gender-inclusive language if enough people are using it.
Porque la cultura está cambiando y eso nadie lo va a parar.
Our culture is changing, she says. Our language is changing. No one can stop that. For The World, I'm Lucia Benavides in Barcelona.